Clay County, Missouri Senior Services recently awarded a $15,000 grant to the KC4 Aging and Community Initiative to provide educational programs to civic and community leaders about the impact of our aging society. Tina Urich is the executive director, and Charlie Hughes is the vice chair of the board. And they join us now to talk about it on the Bioethics Channel. Tina, what attracted you to the work of the KC4 Aging and Community Initiative?
Oh, I think it's a very exciting initiative. It's for really the first time in my work in the field of aging where agencies across the metropolitan area are collaborating together to really make an impact in our area, in our region, to improve the aging in place community.
So it's something where it aligns with the goals of Clay County Senior Services, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And then the overall goals of the Kansas City region, there's a match there. Would it be fair to say that?
Yes, absolutely. So.
Okay. Charlie, this fits with the history of efforts in Clay County around the passage of a state law that allowed for funds to be used for county residents 60 and above, right?
Correct. Missouri House Bill 351 became law in 1989 that allowed voters in a county to establish a senior citizens services fund levy. And these funds could only be used to improve the health, nutrition, and quality of life of persons and county residents age 60 and above.
And these could be used for certain things like improving the health, nutrition, quality of life, et cetera?
And it was just that broad, so it really is up to each county board to decide how they can best use those resources. And I think that's a compliment to the state legislature, that rather than them sitting in Jefferson City and deciding this is what's going to be best, to say let's put in place a mechanism that allows the local folk to decide what their needs are and what's best, so long as it's addressing, again, the health, the nutrition, and the quality of life.
Tina, synergy is an overused word, but that seems to be the case here, as the KC4 initiative has done a lot of research in this area, and you know your community well and where this information needs to be delivered.
That's right. I think data is important, and we've obtained quite a bit of that through the KC4 Aging Initiative. We know what we're faced with, the doubling of the population in the next 10 to 20 years, and we're preparing for that and trying to address that collaboratively across our region.
So then over the next year, KC4 will be coming in and giving educational programs to civic and community leaders.
That's right. That was the proposal that was submitted to Clay County Senior Services for the KC4 Aging. We'll look at our region of Clay County and with a raising awareness of the growing demographic, of the challenges that we're going to be faced with, but also the opportunity of an aging population in Clay County, but also across the region. So we will start with awareness, education, and advocacy of the growing issue.
Charlie, talk to us about the priorities of the Clay County Senior Services Board and how they connect with the KC4 initiative around things like basic services, transportation, and so forth.
Yes. The board, at its very beginning, decided that the majority of our resources would be utilized to provide basic services. And that includes things like transportation, homemaker personal care services, adult day health, minor home repair and safety modifications, personal emergency response devices like the Lifeline, nutrition programs like Meals on Wheels and supporting senior centers. But in addition to that, we also decided that we would not just provide the basic services, but would also direct resources to health and wellness, and to lifelong learning and enrichment programs, and then finally to focus resources on community change and improvement so that we can begin to improve the quality of life for all 30,000 Clay County seniors and not just a small percentage.
So what is it tangible that people have seen with this effort so far? Meals on Wheels is something a lot of people can relate to. What are some other things?
The transportation. We provide either cab or wheelchair van to come to an individual's home and pick them up and take them to and from medical-related appointments. The Emergency Medical Response, the Lifeline Program, we help subsidize the cost of that. In the Life Enrichment, we provide up to $30 per term for our seniors to take classes at the adult education programs that the school districts are providing, or to participate in exercise programs that community centers and hospitals are providing. So those are some examples of the things that you can see.
So, Tina, it sounds like from the senior perspective, you've been proactive about these issues in Clay County then.
Yeah, we've focused on, you know, also prevention and wellness, health and wellness, enrichment. We wanted to be able to serve not just the frail elderly, but also all seniors over the age of 60. And that's why we really thought that the focus on prevention would be important to our mission.
So, Tina and Charlie, I'll give you both a chance at this one. It's important to act now, isn't it? Charlie?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there, as Tina was saying, they're anticipating or expecting and knowing that the senior population is going to double in less than 20 years. And it behooves us now to begin making infrastructure and program changes so that as those increases occur, we're prepared for that and that we can support and encourage people.
Tina, with that increasing population, Clay County, as in elsewhere, it's time to act now and not wait 20 years, isn't it?
Absolutely. By this initiative, Casey for Aging, we can't say that, you know, in 20 years, no one should be able to say, we didn't know it was coming, we didn't see this coming. So with our efforts now through the Casey for Aging and community, we can begin to prepare to plan and it's going to take everyone. It's going to take the faith community, policymakers, nonprofits, our community service providers. It's going to take all of us to work collaboratively to improve the services, the infrastructure, to really be a model of a community for all ages.
Is it something where you see that other communities, other counties, other municipalities will have to jump into this as well?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we hope to be a model not only in Clay County but across the region of what other communities can begin to do, how to start at the grassroots level of impacting change. That may be as simple as starting with your neighborhood associations and, you know, just really looking at the informal supports as well as the formal supports.
Well, Charlie, I'm 53. I get the sense that you're further along that track.
You're correct.
Yeah, but this is a population that's talented, it's energetic. You're ready to be able to jump in and help on something like this.
Yes, and that's another exciting part of the Clay County Senior Service Program is that we really see our aging folks, our folks 60 and above, as an incredibly valuable resource to the community. As you said, you know, they're skilled, they're talented, they're energetic, and we don't just take that skill set and set it up on a shelf someplace. And I think we have the opportunity to tap into those energies and those talents to provide encouragement and assistance and activity throughout our county.
Something that you've written as we went back and forth preparing for this interview today, where you're talking about where it starts with you and your community, my community, my street.
Right. And as I look at community, I see that's my street, my neighborhood, my town, my county, my metropolitan area. And that's the exciting thing for Clay County Senior Services and the KC for Aging, because then this can become our entire metropolitan area. And I think we're going to have to do that if we are going to leverage resources that are going to be needed to make these changes, and that we're all on the same page and in the same plan so that we don't end up competing with each other or developing conflicting programs.
Tina Urich is the Executive Director of Clay County Senior Services. Charlie Hughes is the Vice Chair of the Board for that endeavor. For more information on the KC4 Aging and Community Initiative, visit kc4aic.org. That's kc4aic.org. I'm Laurel LeBou. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.